Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
State leaders say Illinois is not immune to a nationwide surge in COVID-19 cases. And WBBM's Andy Dane reports this morning some are warning things could get worse without cooperation from everyone.
Remember that this is not over.
Governor Pritzker calls what's coming a COVID storm.
Cases, positivity, hospitalizations are all rising across the state of Illinois.
The latest update from the Department of Public Health includes 4,729 new cases and 17 deaths tied to the virus. Public Health Director Dr. Radgazi Azike is once again stressing the importance of wearing masks, social distancing, and hand washing.
Just to be clear, it's not pick two of three or pick your favorite one. It's all of them.
She warns that without improvement, more than 11,000 Illinoisans could die of COVID-19 by the end of the year. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A number of school districts in McHenry County are rejecting a suggestion by public health officials that they switch to remote learning.
The McHenry County Health Department last week suggested school districts consider moving to remote learning for its students. And after considering it, many have chosen to continue in-person or hybrid learning. According to the Northwest Herald, that includes three school districts that began the school year with in-person learning: Marengo Union Elementary District 165, Marengo High School District 154, and Riley School District 18 issued a joint statement yesterday saying that because of the relatively low number of COVID cases in their immediate area, they feel they're able to safely continue in-person instruction. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
At 7:12, a recall petition in Wisconsin has failed to gain any traction against the state's Democratic governor.
Misty Polchinski has ended her drive to recall Governor Evers. She formed a recall Evers petition in August, alleging he had failed to respond to looting and arson in Kenosha following a police shooting, and for shutting down the state to suppress COVID-19. The Journal Sentinel says some GOPers felt it was wasted energy against a Democratic governor who was polling well. Polchinski needed nearly 670,000 signatures to force an election. Keith Johnson, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 41-year-old man is dead after he was shot overnight in West Pullman while sitting at a kitchen table. Chicago police say the bullet was fired by someone outside the home in the first block of 121st Place.
And police in South Suburban Tinley Park are searching for the driver of a car that crashed into a home and burst into flames earlier this morning. Now, police are saying the driver may have run away or still could be in the wreckage. Reports indicate the car went out of control on a curb at 167th Street near 76th Avenue, then hit the garage of a home and other car inside before catching fire. Authorities say no one in the home at the time.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.